Welcome, everybody. Share number 1354. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif Bevrabar Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafur Shalem Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, an interesting question we spoke about. Just we want to get back to, we were talking about salt water, and then last year we started talking about a salad, how to work with that. And we said that weakening the salt would help. In other words, one is not supposed to salt a salad, a lot of vegetables or so on, but if they're putting oils in it, we said in general, right? What was the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over there? The Mishnah Berurah told us, which we'll get to in a minute, kishekol chaticha munachas levada, when each piece of each vegetable is by itself, it doesn't look like ma'abed. Again, like we spoke about last year, we're going away from the issue. We want to try and make it, it shouldn't look like tanning, preserving, pickling, these type of things. So we want to do it in a way, when we put salt on the vegetables, where it won't look like that. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us for again in our simin, which is Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Yudalad, Aval Kishemolchem, Beyachad, when you salt them together, Afilu Daite Lachlem Tekev, even though you have a mind to eat it right away, Velayla Shaysim Bemilchem, Ashiyatim Evirus, I mean, you're not going to let it hang around, right, like the pickling process is. Gam Kain is Asa. That also can't be done, even though you're going to eat it right away, and when all the vegetables are together, like in a salad and so on. Okay, so now I just want to read the Mishnah Berurah says very important point, how he brings down with the salads. Again, we're trying to go through the salad situation because, right, the person puts salt in salad, as we know. So the Mishnah Berurah Taka talks about, he says, in various different places, people make salads. Okay, he's talking about lettuce more, but whatever the case is, a salad. And they're salting it, right? So he says they put in the salt and then they wait, and then later on they might put in a little bit after the time they'll put in some oil or whatever the case is. He says v'zeh osur gomer, that you can't do v'damit fei le'ibud, because of the fact that kaven shu mamtin achi kabel hamelach hetev, because a person, they salt the salad, right, the lettuce or whatever it is, they're salting it, and then they wait, and the salt sets in. It's like a pickling process. They wait a little bit, and then afterwards, later on, they'll go ahead and put in oil and these things that you can't do. We said you have to do it if you want to put in the oil, right? You want to put on the salt, so then make sure you put on oils or dressing or whatever the case is to do it right away. Like this is going to weaken it out. But if you're going to sit and wait around, you're going to salt the salad and then just wait, you know, that can't be. And well, whatever, 20 minutes later, I'll put in the oil. That's not going to help. It has to all be done right away. Okay, so, but that's as far as the salads go. So we see that's a major problem. First, let's be careful. Putting just plain salt into the salads is not supposed to be done. Okay, so now, so we spoke about in the past, the Mishnah Berurah explains over there. He goes in Sifkat and Yodalad, there's many Yesaidis, many foundations of the food in conjunction with Ma'abed, and how to work with salads and vegetables and peas, if it's one at a time, or a plate of salads or radishes, whatever the case is. He goes through many various different Yesaidis. So if one would want to know really the source of many of these halachas, it's again a Simon Shinchaf Aleph, Sifkat and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah. But just to end off today's shir, so if we could show you that the process, again, is going away from the pickling process. In other words, it doesn't look like pickling at all. This is not how pickling is done, right? Last time we spoke about last year, when I dilute it, for example, in the soup, or I put in vegetable salad and oil and then vinegar or whatever the case, and I'm diluting the salt. So, okay, again, I'm going away. As long as I do it together right away, I do it all right away. I put it all in. But now there's another way. So if I have it, let's say I'm holding a vegetable in my hand. People like to eat tomatoes. I'm holding a tomato in my hand, and I put a little salt as I eat. Is that a problem? Is that a problem to do? So no, because of the fact that this doesn't look like pickling at all. So that's what he brings down. This is how he brings it down. Says the Sefer Lametes Melachos. He says like this, again, quoting that Mishnah Berurah, however, one may salt an individual vegetable in his hand or by itself on an empty plate. But let's say, for example, somebody's holding it in the hand, which is even better, just before they're eating it, right? Why could they do this? Because salting for a pickling and preserving process is by nature usually done on a large amount of food or vegetables. You know, if you say, well, what's the pickling process for this type of food? It's not one piece holding it in your hand. That's not how it's done, right? The store of foods or a food supply does it over long periods and large amounts. Therefore, salting vegetables one at a time when one intends to eat them right away. That's the point over here. You can't leave it. I'm putting a little salt, eating it right away. Obviously, it does not resemble any serious pickling process. So therefore, one may salt, so it just gives the example, which we'll end off with this for today's shir, Bezrus Hashem. One may salt a gherkin or a whole tomato in the hand, right? For example, I'm holding it, I'm eating it, the gherkin or a whole tomato. While I eat it, I put a little salt, take a bite, I put a little salt. Salt is not too healthy, by the way. One has to be careful, but sometimes if somebody does it, it's allowed to be done in that way. One may salt a gherkin or a whole tomato or any other vegetable for that matter in the hand while they're holding it. While eating, it's just an example. There are other ways also, one at a time. But this case, what we're talking about, while eating it, because of the fact that this does not even resemble the usual mode, this does not resemble at all the usual mode of pickling. This is not how they do pickling, how the whole pickling process is done. Similarly, one may dip each vegetable into salt also, like we spoke about. Again, as long as you're eating it right away, dipping it in. Similarly, one may dip each vegetable into salt, or you're holding it in your hand one at a time, right? My pickle, and I'm putting a little salt. So all those cases, those couple of cases would be okay, because number one, it's one at a time. Number two, you're doing it right away. And b'chlal, it doesn't resemble the pickling process. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.